Class 7, Subject Geography, Chapter 2, Atmosphere. Let us first learn the definition of atmosphere. The Earth is surrounded by an envelope of air which is called the atmosphere. The atmosphere is held to the Earth by the force of gravity, and it is made up of a mixture of gas molecules. Next, we come to composition of the atmosphere. Air is not a specific gas, but a mixture of gases, mainly nitrogen and oxygen. Nearly 78% of the volume of air is nitrogen, while oxygen makes up about 21%. The remaining 1% of air molecules are other gases. Turn to page number 20. Usefulness of the atmosphere. The atmosphere acts as a shield around the Earth, and it helps to protect the Earth from cosmic rays. It also helps to protect the Earth from the meteors, which can cause a lot of damage to the Earth. Point number 3, page number 20. Even the radio communications are possible on the Earth because of the presence of the atmosphere, which stops the sound waves from escaping into space. The Earth's atmosphere is a critical system for life in our planet. With the oceans, the atmosphere helps the Earth to shape the climate and the weather pattern and makes it a habitable place by maintaining right temperature and weather conditions on the Earth's surface. Next, we come to structure of the atmosphere. The atmosphere of the Earth can be divided into four major layers. They are troposphere, stratosphere, mesosphere, and thermosphere. Turn to page number 21. Look at the picture where the four layers of the atmosphere are shown. The first layer is troposphere. It is the lowest and the densest layer where all kinds of weather phenomena takes place. It extends up to a height of 16 kilometers over the equator and about 8 kilometers over the poles. Next is stratosphere. Most of the ozone of the atmosphere is contained in this layer. Meteors entering the Earth's atmosphere generally get burnt here. Mesosphere is the third layer of the atmosphere, occurring between the stratosphere and the thermosphere. It is the coldest layer of the atmosphere. It extends for about 50 to 80 kilometers above the Earth's surface. Next is thermosphere. It is divided into two parts, ionosphere and exosphere. This ionosphere layer helps in sending back the radio signals to the Earth. Exosphere helps in filtering the radiations which are coming from the sun.